Every 4 years, coinciding with the Winter Olympics, people in the U.S. get pretty excited about the sport of curling. As Jill Kaufman from New England Public Media reports, this year, far from Italy, in a small Massachusetts town, a curling club and its graying membership are hoping to capitalize on this moment.
Good curling.
Good curling. Good curling.
It's the start of another match at the Petersham Curling Club, about 90 minutes west of Boston. Club members are playing each other, putting their water and beers down on a window ledge before the first 40-pound stone is curled.
What they want to do is they want to come down and they want to put a guard up to protect that rock in the back.
Off the ice, longtime club member Ted Paul is watching the players through a giant window in the warm room. It's a big enough space for people to see matches unobstructed and also hang out. There is an often-used kitchen, some old couches, a bar, and still room for the club's trophies and memorabilia.
Oh, nice shot. He actually made a double takeout on that shot.
Paul has been curling his entire life. His parents curled in this club almost from when it first opened in 1960. And tonight is his night to be recognized by the club for his service. Paul is retiring from the heating and cooling business. He is 72 years old, and he is moving to Florida, where he says there is not much curling.
I'm not giving up curling. It's just that I'm not going to be in a place where I'll be able to curl full time.
He has been through good times and bad with the Petersham Club. He remembers when they couldn't even pay the electric bill until they won $5,000 in a match.
But you people have made the good times far better than I could ever imagine. And thank you.
Ted was, he has mentored many of us. He did the ice for a million years. He was our treasurer. Ted was like the bricks in the building.
Mo Lewis Wolf started curling 12 years ago, sort of on a dare. She is a retired nurse and spends a lot of time at the rink for the sport and stays for the camaraderie. She happens to also have a fascination with how the ice is prepared. And she says only a few people know how to do it right.
If you just had flat ice and you took one of our curling stones and tried to throw it, it would be like shoving a dead body on the ice.
Wolf is on the board of the curling club. She is paying a lot of attention to how their members are aging out of the game. The Olympics are a chance to lure young people into the sport. This month, they're hosting a new member, old member potluck, several learn to curl nights.
We have a skills and drills day to come and get coaching if you want to tweak your delivery, if you want to talk about sweeping, if you want to learn about being a skip or a vice skip.
Wolf says to run a curling rink, it takes a lot of people paying dues and helping out.
This is the challenge of any of the long-standing clubs. It's trying to find members who are young enough that want to curl and getting them so that they can be part of your, you know, vast volunteer squad.
This particular sport is not everyone's thing. Some people here say their spouses would rather watch a battery charge than walk back and forth across a sheet of ice and curl. But for Wolf and others, there is something about this game. It can be the most frustrating thing in your life and also the very best. For NPR News, I'm Jill Kaufman in Petersham, Massachusetts.